Well, good afternoon, friends. It's a joy to have you joining with us today. And we're just down the church. There's a missionary conference on at the minute. We're just after a big feed, so ready to lie down a little bit later on. But Paul Foster is one of our ministers, and we're delighted that Paul is going to give his testimony in a few moments' time. But we trust that God will bless you, Paul. You're moving from Dromore to Kilkeel very, very soon. So, Paul, could you just tell the folk out there how you became a Christian and how your Christian life has progressed since that time?
Certainly. Well, thank you for the opportunity. Thank you. Appreciate it. I had the great privilege of being brought up in a home where I was taught the things of God in the home itself. And then also I was able to be sent to a good gospel preaching church, a large Free Presbyterian. And then I was also with Sunday school. I was also then sent to a Christian school, at Bangor Independent Christian School. So in all these places and all these different aspects of life, I was taught the gospel from a very early age. Whenever I was younger, I can honestly say that if you had asked me different questions, for example, if you had asked me, you know, are people sinners? I would even say, yes, they are. Do people need to be saved? I could answer, yes, they do. If somebody asked me, and how are people saved? I would be able to quote, even from a very young age, four or five, well, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sin. But while I knew the doctrine, as it were, while I knew the theory in my head, I didn't know it in my heart. I remember one night sitting in church, and I was in the back row, as we always were as a family, and while we were in the church service, everything going on as it normally did, as the minister was preaching, I just came under great conviction of sin, and I thanked the Lord for that night. There was no fancy lights, there was no goose pimples, as it were, in the arms, nothing different that way. But just the Holy Spirit really began to work in my heart. And that was an answer to people's prayers, the prayers of my family, prayers of my friends, and just God's grace. And that night, I realized for the very first time that while men had sinned, yet I personally had sinned. While men deserved hell, I that night, even as a young boy at the age of five, I deserved hell because I had disobeyed the law of God. I had told lies, I'd been selfish, I'd disobeyed my parents. And that night, if I died, I would go to hell without any escape. And so I also realized that night that not merely did Jesus Christ die for people, but Jesus Christ died for me. And that night I went home, I spoke with my mum, and I called upon the Lord to save me. And I believe that night, without any doubt, the Lord did save me. And I thank the Lord for his grace and for his goodness. A few years later, if you don't mind me taking the opportunity.
Go ahead.
A few years later, as a teenager, I was traveling with my some of my cousins and my brother on the way to Christian school. And there was a small accident, not a big accident, but anyway. But we had to wait for the police to come. And while we were sitting in the car, my brother turned and said to me, you know, if we had died that day, just think we'd all be in heaven. And my brother wouldn't normally have mentioned stuff like that, but everybody in the car professed. And it just really struck me. And while I'd been saved for a good number of years, and I was enjoying going to church, was enjoying learning, it just really struck me, if I died that night, was I sure I'd be in heaven? I knew I wanted to be in heaven, but would I be sure of it? And that night I began to, or say, sorry, that day I began to think, how do I know that I definitely am a Christian? Do I feel a Christian? I remember hearing lots of testimonies of people in church, and they would have said, whenever they asked the Lord to save them, there was a great overwhelming peace came upon them, and they just knew they were a Christian. There was such a big change. With me being saved as a young boy, there was no big dramatic change like that. I didn't have a great sensational conversion like others had. And not taking away from that in any way, of course. Yet, I really began to look within and look to my feelings. Did I feel saved? And that day, I was very uncomfortable because I didn't have a peace. I knew how to get saved, and so I thought, whenever I get home after school, I'm going to ask the Lord to save me. I went home, sat on the bedside, and said, Lord, I want you to save me. And I was waiting for some great sensational feeling. Nothing came. And then the next day, I said, well, I'm going to do it all again. just need to ask the Lord to save you. It's as simple as that. And I asked the Lord to save me the next day. And again, no big feeling. And I was in torment inside. Nobody knew about it, never told anybody about it. Everybody looking at me would have thought, oh, it was going well. But I was in torment inside. And that went on for days and weeks and months. And I was asking the Lord to save me multiple times, regularly, day by day. And I had no peace. And there was genuine torment. And there's even times where I was spoken to at a service and I wanted to speak to the minister, and I thought, I couldn't go speak to the minister because everybody thinks that I'm saved, and everyone, why is he speaking to the minister? So I just, out of fear of man and what people would say, I just went straight on out the meeting and never spoke to anybody, and the torment continued. Even at a youth event, I remember going to it and having the opportunity to go speak to a man, a minister. But again, I just couldn't do it. Mm. And I thought, I don't even need to speak to a minister. I can just go home and ask the Lord to save me. It's as simple as that. And I went home after that youth event, and still no sensational feeling. But I always kept reading the Bible. And one night I came across Romans chapter 10, the verse 9. That if I shall confess thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And there was two parts to it there. Confessing with your mouth who Jesus Christ is and your need of him and who he is to sinners, but also believing in thine heart. And it was the word believe that struck me. Believe that if you ask the Lord to save you, that he will save you. That he keeps his promises, that he's faithful. And I thought, well, if it's as simple as that, you know, what other great gospel texts are there? So I then looked at John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. I thought, it's as simple as that. And one more. Acts 16:31. Sirs, what must I do to be saved? Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I shall be saved. And that night I got a peace. Not through some feeling, but simply the promises of God's word. Believe. If you ask the Lord to save you, he will save you, because he's a merciful and gracious Savior.
Yeah, absolutely, Paul. Feelings come and feelings go, and emotions rise and fall, but it's about faith in the Savior and faith in the Word of God. And we meet a lot of people over the years that struggle sometimes with assurance, because they look inwardly and they look at their performance and they look at their feelings and their emotions, and they're not always there. But the thing is that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And it's always about getting back to the Word, getting back to the truth of Scripture, getting back to the cross, and putting your anchor there. Yeah. And Paul, you're moving to Mourne in Kilkeel. What date are you start? What would be your first Sunday?
Friday the 15th of March is my installation. So my first Sunday was St. Patrick's Day.
Okay. 17th of March. Well, you can't forget that date, folks. 17th of March. And what time of the service is that in Mourne?
100% sure.
Probably 11:30, would it be?
I'm not too sure. I think it could even be 12, I think.
Yeah, well, if you're there at 11:30, you'll definitely not be,
that's right,
be late. And then in the evening, there'll be a service there as well. But look it up on the website there. I'm sure 11:30 and 6:30, maybe 11:30 and 7. But if you're in the Kilkeel area, you'd be very welcome to call in and hear our brother minister the Word of God. You'll get a warm welcome, and we trust God will bless you, folks. And Paul, thank you for doing this today. Really appreciate it. And friends, we'll see you soon. Okay? God bless now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.